And we're talking today about the Australian-made Gipsy Airy GA8. The aircraft has been grounded after a crash in northern Sweden, but the effects are being felt across regional Australia. Earlier this month, the skydiving flight in northern Sweden ended in tragedy when the plane carrying 9 people crashed and everyone on board was killed. The Civil Aviation and Safety Authority has suspended operations of the aircraft as a precaution, but with many regional aircraft operators using this plane and aircraft, what does it mean to their business? Well, Benjamin Morgan is the Executive Director at Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Glenn.
Ben, what are you hearing from regional aircraft operators around Australia?
Well, look, a lot of the operators have been reaching out to AOPA Australia over the past couple of days as the announcements have been made on the grounding. And these operators are facing a very difficult time. We have tourism operators, charter operators, the commercial and business aviation community who are keeping regional and remote communities connected by air services. They're all concerned at the grounding of the aircraft and what this will mean economically for their businesses, because ultimately these companies are now finding themselves caught in the middle of a situation which is no direct fault of their own.
What can you tell us about these aircraft and the amount of them that are in operation?
Well, look, the aircraft is the Gippsland Airvan, the GA8 Airvan, which is a very successful aircraft product that's been produced here in Australia. And this aircraft is designed and it is certificated and built to the highest international standards. And for quite a number of years now, this aircraft has quite successfully proven itself to be a very reliable and a very dependable aircraft. So obviously, the grounding of this aeroplane has been met with reasonable shock. Australian operators have not been experiencing difficulties and problems with this aircraft type. And so obviously, as news has reached Australia of that tragic accident in Sweden, it has many of the operators, of course, questioning why the Civil Aviation Safety Authority has moved so quickly to ground the aircraft type. And I think what's driving that concern for the operators at this point in time, there appears to be very little, if any, information afforded by CASA to explain why it has felt it's so, what it has felt an urgent need to immediately ground the aircraft.
So, Ben, is it normal for the Civil Aviation Safety Authority to act as quickly as this regarding, you know, the type of aircraft when they are impacted by accidents around the world?
Well, look, obviously to ground an aircraft, you need sufficient information to show that there is a genuine risk to the operation of those aircraft, should it be allowed to continue. And at this point in time, we're unaware of any information that CASA has put out to the local community here in Australia that demonstrates that there is that risk. So what I would say on it is that these aircraft, again, I would repeat that these aircraft are designed, certificated and built to the highest international standard. And we here in Australia are often reminded by CASA that we operate within an ecosystem of the highest safety standards afforded to any nation. And so these aircraft within Australia are all maintained to incredibly high standards. And that costs our general aviation charter community and the air transport community a significant amount of money to make sure that they are maintained to those standards. So we haven't seen any problem with this aircraft here in Australia. And in fact, the largest operator of GA8 airvans is in fact the US Civil Air Patrol in the United States. And at this time, we are not aware that the US have actually moved to ground the aircraft type. So it does appear that CASA have moved to ground the aircraft ahead of the United States. And so we're questioning at the moment whether the grounding is in fact premature. But of course, we need to understand in full detail. And I think that it's incumbent on CASA at the moment to come out and to provide a clear statement to the Australian aviation industry as to what its concerns are with this aircraft. If it has concerns, put them on the table so that we can understand why this decision has been taken.
And when it comes to the grounding, we believe it's a 15-day grounding initially. Has there been any other correspondence regarding when the precaution will be lifted?
No, we have not received any further correspondence of it. And concerningly, we have charter companies who've contacted AOPA to say, look, we're in the dark on this. We need to know what the concerns are. And I'd like to stress this point. We have Australian businesses, Australian general aviation charter operators, tourism operators, air transport operators, hardworking men and women right across the industry who have been using this aircraft type to keep regional remote communities connected and working. These businesses, through no fault of their own, are now in a situation where they cannot use these aircraft. And to find replacement aircraft is an incredibly expensive undertaking, and these businesses are paying an enormous economic price for the decision to ground this aircraft. So at the moment, there seems to be no... there's been no consideration given towards the economic assistance of these businesses who are forced to shell out. And let's be honest, in some cases, this is going to cost small businesses tens of thousands of dollars to identify and find aircraft. And those outgoings may well make the difference between make or break for some of these companies. So our association, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, is in, you know, calling on government, calling on CASA to really come forward, provide some clear information as to what the immediate concerns were that have justified the immediate grounding of this aircraft. And second of all, can we start a conversation about what kind of economic assistance is going to be provided Australian operators who, through no fault of their own, are unable to use these aircraft and continue to provide the essential services that they do for community.
CASA would come and say that they're putting safety first, and shouldn't that always be their top priority?
Look, absolutely. The whole industry supports safety, but safety also needs to be undertaken from a perspective of also keeping the industry working. And we would hate to have a situation where we discover that the aircraft was grounded and that the cause of the accident in Sweden was entirely unrelated to the aircraft itself. In that situation, we would have operators right across the country on the ground, unable to make a living, unable to earn an income, and suffering a huge economic impact and loss because of a decision to basically move quickly on the grounding. So I think what we need at this point in time are clear facts. We need clear information, a briefing from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority to the public and to the operators, explaining exactly why that aircraft has been grounded, so that obviously the industry itself can be more informed. And secondly, gaining the minister and the Civil Aviation Safety Authority's support in looking at some kind of economic assistance for these businesses who are picking up the bill for the grounding. And just keep that in perspective. If the aircraft is in fact grounded because an operator in Sweden for some reason may have not done the right thing, or it could be a maintenance issue, we don't know, and it's really not for AOPA to be drawn into guessing what's gone on. But let's just for a moment play this forward. If it turns out that the aircraft accident had something to do with the local operations and nothing to do with operations here in Australia, and yet we've grounded this aircraft, this could actually put Australian businesses out of business, and that's not an outcome that's going to benefit community. It's certainly not an outcome that benefits the aviation industry, and not an outcome we would like to see.
So when you talk dollar terms, it could be quite sizable for some companies?
Well, if you're a small business in remote Australia and you have to go and resource and find an alternate aircraft, and those aircraft come at considerable costs, yes, this will have enormous economic impacts on your business, on those businesses. So again, you know, we need to look at providing assistance for these Australian operators who at the moment are on the ground, and to help them through this difficult time until the safety regulator can determine what the problem with those aircraft are.
Well, Benjamin, we appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for taking the time out this morning.
Thank you.
Ben Morgan there. He is having his say. He's the Executive Director at the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association about the grounding of the GA8 aircraft after a crash of a skydiving plane in northern Sweden killed all 9 on board earlier this month. If you've got something to add, something to share, feel free to join the conversation. It's 10:15.